Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Lids, you're probably asleep right now. Oh, do you remember when you went through that weird sleepwalking phase? I think we were like 13. You were staying over for my birthday and I woke up and thought you'd been kidnapped. We went out looking for you and found you outside Tesco Express. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. You said you wanted to make me a cake. Do you remember that? That's still the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. I'm in McDonald's. I've been here ages. I just want chips. But my number isn't moving on the screen. People keep looking at me weirdly because I have Lady B with me. It was a dare, which I obviously regret. She didn't fit in the cloakroom. Ended up being a major hassle, to be honest. That's why I left early. Oh, damn. Thought my chips were ready. Oh, I miss you, Lids. It's been such a fucking weird night. This girl, Natasha, she plays piano on my course. She lives in her parents' spare flat. She invited us over for drinks, and it turns out... Yeah, that's fine. It turns out to be a penthouse. Literally opposite Buckingham Palace. Really high up. You could see into the grounds through their windows. And not only is it completely like marble bathrooms, chandeliers and all that, very Kardashian, but I'm not kidding, there were snipers on the balcony. Like, you know, actual gun-wielding army men. Snipers. They weren't invited. They just have a right of way because they have to protect the Queen. They're allowed in day and night. The actual Queen. Oh, Lids. I can't talk to anyone else about this stuff. I feel like I'm in another universe. I just keep thinking, like, did I make a mistake coming here? It just doesn't feel... I thought it's what I wanted, but now it's... Oh, that's me. My chips are ready, thank God. Sorry, back. Right, so, yeah, I said hi to one of the snipers. He just stared at me. And I asked why you never see girl snipers as a joke, sort of. But also, why don't we ever see girl snipers? And then he asked me to leave. And I know they have to be professional because they have weapons, but... Oh, my chips are cold. Why don't snipers like me? Why does everyone reject me? Why? Oh, my God, I'm a fucking idiot. But why did I take my double bass on a night out? I spent a year auditioning, saving up for her, working in that stupid pub with that stupid pub quiz girl. If I'd never worked there, Mike would never have met her. We could have still been together. I could have had a baby or something instead, and I'd force it to have average dreams. We wouldn't be trying to be a stupid something it's not. It wouldn't be totally deluded. He said I was kidding myself. I think I want to go home.
Oh, damn. Dropped my phone in my ketchup. Sorry, shit. Taking it off.
Sorry for getting so... I just want to rewind to school and seeing you every day. When life wasn't... Sometimes I wish, like, you have God and that's nice. Like, believing in something. Like, you know it'll all be okay because... And music has always been that for me, but now it's like music's scary. I don't fit and it's hard. Sorry, such a nightmare. God, you're the best, Lids. You're too good for me. That's why you're going to go to heaven. Don't ever die without me, all right? I'm going to leave my chips here. Sorry if this wakes you up. Hey, isn't it weird how you just don't do it anymore? Sleepwalking. Guess it'd be really awkward if you'd done it in halls. You can make some enemies.
Hello, Lydia. Could you please tell the floor above to keep it down? I'm doing a vocal warm-up. Thanks so much.
Hey, Meggie. How are you? I'm worried about you. I tried to call, but I'm guessing you're still asleep. I'm on my way to a lecture, but I'm keeping my phone on loud if you need me. I'm not going to go on about it on WhatsApp because we need to talk properly. But look, Mike is not right, okay? He was being selfish and he doesn't understand because he has no goals and he thinks eggs are vegetables. And you are so much better than him and destined for amazing things. A boyfriend should support you and believe in you, not cheat on you, then ditch you when you want to live your dream. You're going to be feeling sad and less resilient because this is a huge change. But just because they have snipers doesn't mean they're better than you. And maybe you need to take a break. You know, alcohol is a depressant. And maybe if you just took a break from drinking or something, you'd feel better. And I think in time, you'll feel more confident. You know, how can people not love you? Have you spoken to your dad recently? I'm praying for you. I know you'll roll your eyes, but I am. Also, my life is not perfect right now. Seriously, I'm almost regretting staying in halls for another year. I've had the most stupid morning. Someone in our building keeps hiding a sex toy in different boxes of cereal. Today I found it in someone's Weetabix. Whoever's doing it is pretty dedicated because it's not that easy a texture. They had to, you know, dig right into it. And somehow I need to work out who it is. Obviously it's driving Sam up the wall. He keeps messaging me, asking for updates and bringing up DNA testing. Ugh. I think you should come up to York again. Get out of London if you're not sick of it from last year. I'll look at trains when I get home. Obviously, I really want to visit you too, but it's just hard with church. Maybe once I know about this group leader thing, if I'll have any extra commitments, we should hear any day. I couldn't eat any breakfast, even without a device invasion. I keep telling myself, though, I've done all I can. I made Sharon shortbread, you know. I thought she could eat them on the plane. But hey, if it doesn't go my way, maybe they want someone older. Or I did think if I'm doing my year abroad next year, I don't know, it would be so good. But hopefully they'll put me out of my misery soon. Oh, just tripped over the curb. Sorry. I'll try calling you again later. Hope you're okay, Meg. And don't you dare feel guilty about taking Lady B clubbing. We all make bad decisions when we want to fit in. And it's okay to have an existential crisis as long as you don't beat yourself up. Like when we thought I could pull off athleisure. Even though now I know, realistically, that's just not who I am. Love you.
This is a very urgent message to inform you I sent Mike 11 WhatsApp messages last night and he's read them and not replied. One of them rhymed. I'll send you a screenshot, but you can never mention it again. I'm looking at flights because I'm going to have to leave the continent. Do you want to come with? Well, you'll be all right. I think they speak French in Madagascar. Unless you'd think he'd find the poem endearing. Fuck my life, Liz. Why am I incapable of making good decisions? This is what happens when you leave me unsupervised. Ah! You're ringing me. Yay. Update, Liz. Mike's calling me tonight. He messaged asking if we can talk and fuck, my heart is racing. I need to chill out. My dads have got me into this YouTube series on badgers, like what they do at night. The badgers, not my parents. And it's actually so relaxing. Perspective, you know? Also, oh, just got your message. Your dad sent you more stuff. Are you joking? God. Okay, ignore him, Lids. I'll call you later.
Hey, it's me. Wow, okay, that's some good news about Mike, I guess, but, you know, please, be careful. Like, I'm sure it's going to be lovely, but also, remember how much he hurt you. Just call me when you've spoken to him. I hope you can hear this. I'm doing my washing. So I called my mum because I sort of lost it a bit when Dad sent me the antihistamines. I just needed to talk to her and... God, the washing machine is being so loud. Meg, Dad answered the phone. He's moved back in. I feel sick. I can't believe it. How can she forgive him? He went silent when he realised it was me and passed me over to Mum, and I couldn't help it. I asked her what she's thinking, and she was livid, Meg. She says I'm being immature, bringing up the past. It was 3 months ago. That's barely the past. And why do I have to complicate things? And do I even want her to be happy? And apparently, my brothers are angry at me too. Everyone is angry at me just because I don't want to pretend everything is normal when it isn't. I don't even have allergies. That's the one problem I don't have. And the thing that just hurts is I hate him. I hate him for leaving, for breaking. I miss him too. Hearing his voice on the phone, it's just all such a mess. Also, oh God, I've just had it with Sam. Yesterday, he left a post-it note on my door with a list of cleaning equipment I need to buy, and it's too much. I'm the freshest rep, not his maid. I feel like Jesus in the desert. Okay, no, obviously, I don't mean that. My problems are very, very, very small, and I need to be more accepting and patient and... Oh, no. My top's shrunk. I hate H&M. I trust them. You know, I trust them every time, and they always... If you have a long torso, the quality is just... Oh. Sorry. Oh, I'm doing a volunteering thing with church tonight. Thank goodness. It's the only thing keeping me sane. And you, obviously. Just call me any time, though, okay? After you've spoken to Mike. Love you.
Hi, Lydia. The last of the tin openers has gone missing. What do you think about doing a sign-in, sign-out book? Get back to me, please.
Hey, I know you don't want to talk right now, and that's totally fine. I just wanted to say I love you, and I'm here whenever you want. Oh, it's torrential here again. Oh, Meg, I'm so sorry. This is so crap. Please don't feel bad. My stupid family drama is nothing in comparison to... I just can't believe it. It can't be a serious thing, can it? It's only been, what, a month? And if he cheated on you with her, then he's going to cheat on her with someone else. That's statistics. And just because she's on his Instagram doesn't mean... You're not an idiot, Meg. He was gaslighting you. You deserve so much more. Soon you'll look back and realise you're way better off. I promise. I hope I don't see him next time I'm home. I can't be responsible for my actions. This weather. Right, that's what I was going to say. I've booked your train tickets. I did what we said, the Friday before reading week, then we'll go back home together. I'm going to forward you the email now, so you have it. We'll make it really chilled and happy and... Oh, hang on. Oh, Church have emailed. Okay, I'm not group leader. Well, they haven't said who it'll be. Wait, they haven't decided yet, but... Huh. I'm not eligible because I've only been a member for 11 months and I live in halls and ideally they want someone who can host. Huh, I guess that makes sense. Oh well, that's fine. I'm actually really busy with second year, and I'm sure whoever they pick is going to be amazing. And I'm going to start swimming soon, so it's probably a good thing. Yeah, I could have really done with some good news. Oh no, forget it. Hey, I can't wait to see you. That's weird. The rain just completely stopped. Wait, can you hear that? I'm gonna hold the phone up. That's him. Sam. This is what I have to deal with. Oh. You know what? Actually, I'm done. I don't have to live like this anymore. I can say enough is enough. I'm gonna take charge of my future. I don't need a sign. I can be my own sign, Meg. So Sam, you can take your post-its and your ideals and your vocal warm-ups, and you can shut up! Wow. Okay. That felt good. Oh. My. Meg, I'll call you back.
Holy Shit was written and directed by Emma Pritchard. Meg was Mandeep Dillon. Lydia was Patsy Ferran. And Sam was Cleve September. The producers were Claire Broughton and Diggory Waite, with sound design and mastering by John Wakefield. Our title track is Someday by Annie Drury, Bob Bradley, and Matt Parker. Holy Shit is a Hat Trick podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.